兄姊妹大家平安。
A peace to all brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟他一起来查考谁在主的日子得到隐藏呢
？And tonight I'd like to use the topic of who shall be hidden on the days of the Lord as our mutual encouragement.
要根据我们读经进度来看，来查考西番雅述。
According to our Bible reading schedule, we're studying a book of Zephaniah.
啊，这是从今天开始我们的读经进度。
And this book is the book of starting from this week.
啊，所以我们今天应该是读第一章。
So today we should be reading chapter one.
相信我们大部分的弟兄姐妹对小先知书里的西番雅书啊，应该都会很陌生的。
And I believe the majority of us are not very familiar with the minor prophet books, especially the book of Zephaniah.
因为我们一般在聚会的时候，啊，很少引到西班牙书里面的信息。
Because usually when we are in the sermon, we rarely refer to this book.
也就是说，它的很多的信息，我们可能不会特别的从这一卷书里面去看到，因为在别的书上可能会引用，所以我们就很少在翻西班牙书。
And because many of the messages in this book are also can be found in other books, and so we usually we reference to other books rather than the book of Zephaniah.
我们如果今天、明天跟后天都有仔细读这三章的内容，我们会发现它最常出现的字眼就是主的日子。
If we can carefully study the next three chapters for the next 3 days, we can understand that the words that are appearing the most in this book is the Lord's Day.
所以他一直在强调主的日子会来到。
It keeps emphasizing on that the day of the Lord shall come.
那这个主的日子是很快就来了。
And this day shall come very soon.
而且是极难困苦的日子。
And this day shall be the day of tribulation.
是荒废凄凉的日子，是很可怕的日子。
And it is a day that is very dreadful.
啊，那所以，通常这个有关于主的日子的，我们在旧约圣经比较相近的信息就是约珥书。
And in the Old Testament, the book of Joel would have the similar recording about the days of the Lord.
也是很强调主再临的时候会发生的事情。
And it also records what will happen when the Lord comes again.
啊，所以一般来说，西班牙书至少小弟有时在领会的时候，很少在引用圣经的时候引到西班牙书来。
As I speak on the sermon, I rarely use a reference my material to this book.
但是如果讲到主再来的时候，这个特殊的主题一定会提到西班牙书。
But if we use the topic of the Lord's coming, second coming, we would definitely use the book of Zephaniah.
那所以我们在读经的时候，我们按照这个进度呢，可以把我们平常不常看的书卷呢，把它读一读。我们会对我们所信的信仰每一个层面都会很熟悉，而且很谨慎。
And if we follow the study, the daily Bible reading program, then we will be able to read some of the unfamiliar books, and we will be able to understand fully about the gospel.
我们就会在我们的生活里面很警醒。
And so in our life, we will be more watchful.
因为我们在这个世代里面，我们人很容易因为现在这个很舒服的环境而麻木了。
Because in these generations, we are usually numbed by the environment.
因为每一天都很好啊。
Because every day of our life is very good.
你看我们现在虽然说经济不好，但是每一个人每一天的生活也都是很不错啊。
So even though we say that our economy is bad, but we live a quiet, nice life.
我们社会很平静，我们的生活没有缺乏。
Our society is very peaceful, and then we lack nothing.
我们每一天都看到这么美好的天气。
And every day we see good weather.
然后久了之后，我们就习惯说啊，这个就是我们应该有的日子啊。
And so as days goes on, we would expect that this is how it's going to be.
但其实圣经一直在强调，当基督要再来的时候，会有一个会有很大的灾难临到。
But the Bible tells us that when the Lord comes again, there will be a great tribulation.
那希望亚书就是给我们提出这样一个警告。
So Book of Zephaniah tells us or give us this message, a warning.
他当时候在指出众人当时候的百姓也是处在一个很感觉上好像他们生活也是很不错 的时代里。
It points out that during that time, the people, the Israelites, were also having a good life.
当时候是犹大王犹大国 的百姓的。
And it was during the time the king of Judah.
我们现在看第一章第一节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 1.
当犹大王亚门的儿子耶西亚在位的时候，神的话临到西西家的玄孙亚玛利亚的曾孙基大利的孙子古士的儿子西番雅。
The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Zechariah, during the reign of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah.
好，那这个就在说明这个西番雅的他的家世背景。
This talks about the background of Zephaniah.
那这个西番雅看起来他是西西家的玄孙，所以他是这个王的后代，他是贵族啊。
So it seems like Zephaniah is the descendant of King Hezekiah, so he is from the king's blood.
那其实这个西番雅，那如果照这个家谱看来呢，他跟这个约西亚王应该是有关系的。
So from the genealogy, it looks like he is related to Josiah.
那当时候是约西亚王在做王的时候。
And during that time, it is during the reign of Josiah.
那约西亚王是公元前640年到609年做王的。
King Josiah reigned during 640 BC to 609 BC.
所以他那个他这个王在位期间。这个时候，西番雅被呼召做先知。
So during this time, Zephaniah was called to be a prophet.
那这个表示说，他既然是有这个背景呢，所以他现在很了解当时候这些在位的人有权力的人这个就是生活比较好的那些人，他们是怎么想的，他们是怎么过日子的。
And since he has the background of the king's blood, and therefore he understands those who had a good life, what kind of thoughts they would have.
他在整个西班牙书里面，他在指责这些掌权的人是非常的严厉，很不客气。
So during in the book of Zephaniah, he had a lot of harsh words toward those who obtain power, great power.
我们现在来看第三章第一节。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1.
三章第一节
Chapter 3 verse 1
这悖逆污秽欺压的城有祸了
Woe to the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled
第二节说他不听从命令不领受训诲不倚靠神不亲近他的神
Verse 2 She obeys no one, she accepts no correction She does not trust in the Lord, she does not draw near to her God
第三节
Verse 3
他中间的首领是咆哮的狮子他的审判官是晚上的豺狼，一点食物也不留到早晨。
Her officials are roaring lions, her rulers are evening wolves, who leave nothing for the morning.
第四节
，verse four，
他的先知是虚浮诡诈的人，他的祭司亵渎圣所，强决立法。
Her prophets are arrogant, they ate a treacherous man, and her priests profaned the sanctuary and do violence to the law.
从这三节你就看到当时候。西番雅先这个先知他对这些当时候的首领甚至先知祭司他的指责都是很直接而且是真的描述的非常的深入很生动。
And from these verses we can tell that Zephaniah the prophet used a very harsh words toward to the leaders, the lawmakers as well as the priests.
当时候这些有权力的人已经离开神了。
And because all these leaders, they have already leave away from God.
不听从神的命令。
They did not obey God's commandments.
他们也不会亲近神。
And they also did not want to draw near to God.
那这些很凶恶，像咆哮的狮子。
And they are just like roaring lions，
像晚上的豺狼。
Just like evening wolves，
然后这个豺狼是一点食物不留，留到早晨，表示是很贪婪的。
And they leave nothing for the morning. That means they are very greedy.
然后这些他说，他的先知哈是虚浮诡诈的人。
And the prophets are arrogant.
那表示说，这些先知本来应该传讲神信息的人呢，现在都尽是讲一些好听的话，要得到人的喜悦。
So originally the prophets were to say the words of God, yet they have go against the law and just try to please man.
好，那祭司呢，本来应该是要敬拜神啊，要替百姓献祭赎罪的。
And priests were originally to help remove the sins of the people.
要教导百姓有关神的律法。
And to teach the law of the God.
可是第四节特别强调，这些祭司是亵渎神的，亵渎圣所，是强解律法，就是用自己的意思去解释那个神的命令，所以都是违背神的法则。
And yet in verse 4, it describes that priests profane the sanctuary and do violence to the law, means that they use their own understanding to try to interpret the law.
那这个就是当时候的情形。
And this is the environment during that time.
那从西班牙书他这样子描述啊，当时候社会的背景，我们就可以发现一个事实了，一个时间点很重要。
So based on this background described in this chapter, we can understand there's one time frame that is very important.
我们从下个月开始就要读列王记了。
Because next month we'll be studying reading the Kings.
那读列王记的时候，如果我们读到列王记下，读到约西亚王当王的时候，我们要留意一件事情。
So when we read the book of Kings, and as we read about the king Josiah, then we have to pay attention.
因为约西亚王是犹大王国以前最后一个可以称为好王的一个君王。
Because before kingdom of Judah was destroyed, and King Joash was the last good king for that kingdom.
那约西亚王做了一次很重要的这个信仰的复兴。
And King Josiah, he did a revival of the faith.
那这个信仰复兴就是他在清理圣殿的时候，那个祭司啊，大祭司找到了一本神的律法书，就是当时候我们读过的那个生命记。
And when he was cleaning the temple, he found one of the books of the law, which we know is the book of Deuteronomy.
那他发现这本神的律法书之后，就发现说，哇，原来我们离开神的那个律法，神的法则这么远了，所以叫约西亚王发起一动信仰复兴，回归到神的律法来。
And so when he found that book and then realized that we have they have been deviated from the law very far, and therefore he tried to revive the faith for the people.
那是在主前621年的时候。
That was during the time of 621 BC.
好，所以从西班牙书的信息看来，这一件事情有关于信仰复兴的时候，好像都还没有提到，表示他所写的这个信息一定在621年之前。
And so, because the book of Zephaniah did not talk anything about this, therefore this book was being written before 621 BC.
啊，所以一般在圣经学者在查考这一卷书的时候，他们都认为说，他大概是主前628年到621年之间所写出来的。
So the people thought that the book was written during the time of 628 to 621 BC.
啊，那这个就是这一卷西班牙书它的背景，历史背景。
So this is a little bit of a history background for this book.
那西班牙他这个先知跟他同时期的人啊，就是当时候啊，应该是包括耶利米先知。
The same generation same as Zephaniah was Jeremiah.
那鸿先知。
那鸿。
还有哈巴谷先知。
And also Habakkuk.
那哈巴谷先知他的信息在比较后面。
And the message of Habakkuk was actually later than the time in Zephaniah.
但是基本上他们应该是同一个时期的人，只是西班牙比较早被呼召做先知。
And they are actually during the same generation. It's just that Zephaniah was being called earlier.
好啊，所以我们在读啊哈巴谷书，在读西班牙书的时候，你就看到当时候他们的社会都差不了多少，就是他的背景差不多类似。
So if we read the book of Habakkuk and Zephaniah, we can see that the background is pretty much the same.
好，那西班牙这个名字啊，这个名字就是神隐藏的人，神隐藏呢，神把它藏起来了。
The name of Zephaniah means that God has hidden.
啊，所以现在西班牙书它的信息要告诉我们谁。才能够在主的日子被隐藏起来。
So the message that the book is trying to tell us is that who shall be hidden?
那如果没有被隐藏了，在主的日子就是被除灭的啊。
Who shall be hidden in the day of the Lord? For those are not hidden, they shall be destroyed.
那如果没有被隐藏了，当主再来的日子，那个日子就是极难、恐惧，而且是灾难的日子。
And for those are not hidden on the day of the Lord, and when Lord comes again, and it will be the day of sorrow, of tribulation.
那就是真的是灭亡的时候。
And that is the day that they will be destroyed.
那所以现在我们要从西班牙书里面去看，到底什么样的人才能够真的被隐藏。
So when we read Book of Zephaniah, we need to understand what kind of people.Will be hidden on the day of the Lord.
我们现在你看第一章第二节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 2.
神说：“我必从地上除灭万类。”
Verse 2, I will sweep away everything from the face of the earth.
第三节说：“我必除灭人和牲畜，与空中的鸟，海里的鱼，以及绊脚石和恶人。我必将人从地上剪除。”这是主说的。
Verse 3, I will sweep away both men and animals. I will sweep away the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. The wicked will have only heaps of rubble when I cut off men from the face of the earth, declares the Lord.
一开始，你看这个信息就说，这个神要再来，他说要把所有地上一切都把它除灭了。
And from the first passage, he already described that when the Lord comes again, he will destroy everything.
那如果看到这样一段，我们就知道，你看这跟创世纪的时候，神创造天地，把一切都准备好，都看为美好。那有开始，所以西班牙书这里的结束就是末日，就是世界末日的时候。
And in the beginning, during Genesis, that God created everything, and He saw everything was beautiful. And now, until in this book, that everything shall be destroyed. That means this is the end time.
好，那现在要。把人、牲畜、空中的鸟、海中的鱼全部都除灭了。
And all the animals, men, birds, and fish shall all be destroyed.
特别强调要把这地上的恶人除掉。
It especially mentioned that the wicked will be destroyed.
好，我必将人从地上剪除。
And I will cut off men from the face of the earth.
一点都不客气的，讲法很直接。
And it's very straightforward.
他说这是神说的。
This is declared by the Lord.
所以如果是恶人，肯定死亡。
And for those who are wicked or evil, and they will surely die.
但是有一种人，神要把他隐藏起来。
But there is one type of people God will hide them.
就是在主再来的日子，他是要得福气，他是要见到神荣耀的。
And for those who are hidden.And they shall see the glory of God once again.
我们现在看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
第二章第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
第三节说：世上遵守神典章的谦卑人啊，你们都当寻求神，当寻求公义谦卑，或者在主发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger.
你就看到这里第二章的三节，其实就在 就是这一卷书的主轴，它的主要的信息就是围绕在这一节里面。
So, we can see that the main message or the theme of this book, is surrounding this verse.
他说：“世上遵守神典章的谦卑人，就是谦卑人，他才会去把神的命令当一回事，才会去想到说用神的律法来做准则。”
And so, for those who are humble, and that they will heed the commands of the Lord, and they will try to seek God.
他才不会以自我为中心呢。
And they will not put themselves as center.
哦，所以他说谦卑人他就会去遵守神的命令，就是以神为中心。
And so when verse 3 says, "All you humble of the land who do what he commands," means that they put God as their center.
那他们会寻求神的面，会寻求神的话。
And they will seek God's face and His words.
那他们会寻求神所喜爱的，就是公义、谦卑。
And they will seek what is pleased to God, which is righteousness and humility.
你看他这里他讲了，他在讲说要寻求神的，他没有在说要寻求神的慈爱啊。
And here did not say to seek for God's grace.
他说要寻求神的公义。
It says seek for God's righteousness.
也就是说，在神在那个日来临的时候，能够站立得住的，就是在神面前是义人。
And that means that when the Lord comes again and was able to stand firm in front of the Lord, they are deemed righteous.
在那个日子，如果还在祈求神给我们怜悯，神啊，你可怜我，我这个做不好，所以你拜托你原谅我，那个时候都已经太迟了。
And if the second coming of the Lord comes, and when people still continue to ask for grace of the Lord, and by that time, you will be too late.
哦，那个时候所要寻求的就是公义的。
And during that time, what they need to seek is the righteousness.
所以他这里说，要寻求神的公义跟神的谦卑的人，他说他就是在主发怒的日子，就是在那个主的日子那个大日的时候可以被隐藏起来。
So for those who seek righteousness and humility, and when the day of the Lord come again, and they shall be sheltered or hidden.
所以你看这个一直在强调我们人要在神面前谦卑。
And it emphasizes that we need to be we need to humble in front of the Lord.
我们一定要能够抓住神的公义法则。
We need to be able to grasp on the righteousness and the law of the Lord.
人要了解神的那个神的律法的重点。
Man needs to understand the importance of the law.
因为我们在这个社会，我们很强调神是爱，神是怜悯的。
In our society, we emphasize that God is love, God is merciful.
所以这样的一个原则呢，其实让我们在不管是在教育在生活，在待人处事上，都是以这个为出发的，都是要先强调爱。
So this principle. In our education or in our social life, we try to carry out this principle.
所以都要先强调要赞美要赞美人，要从他的好的方面去提升他的信心，提升他的自信。
So we emphasize that we need to praise people. We need to use good points to encourage people.
这没有错。
This is right.
因为我们人总是喜欢在这种被赞美的环境里面得到信心。
Because man tends to gain more confidence in this praise environment.
但是在这个强调爱、强调赞美的这个同时，绝对不能够忽略神的公义的。
But during this environment of praising and about love.We should not also neglect the righteousness of God.
因为如果忽略了神的公义，人就会滥用神的慈爱。
Because if we neglect the righteousness of God, then we would abuse the love of God.
然后就对神的所谓神要的处罚，然后最后会为我们的行为付出代价。这个神的法则不能接受。
And we will not be able to accept the punishment from the Lord at the end time.
然后人就反过来说神不慈爱。
And then a man will turn around and say that God is not merciful.
我所拜的神不是这样，神怎么会这样子让那个他所爱的人下地狱呢？
The God that I worship is not like this. How can he let his disciples to go to hell?
那其实是因为他没有，我们人没有在寻求神的公义。
It is because man does not seek for the righteousness of God.
那从西班牙书我们就看到这个很，它是一个很重要的信息。
And so by reading a book of Zephaniah, we can see that this is a very important message.
那要寻求神的公义啊，要变成一个谦卑人，这样一个追求绝对不能够等，我以后再说了。
And to seek righteousness of God and be humble, this is not something that we should do later.
我们总是会觉得说啊，那日子还远呢，想那么远干什么？
Because oftentimes we would think that our time is still plenty, and we still have a lot of time.
其实真的还很远吗？
And is it in fact that we still have a lot of time?
我们看第一章。
Let's read chapter 1.
第一章的十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
第一章十四节
Chapter 1 verse 14
神的大日临近，临近而且甚快，乃是主日子的风声，勇士必痛痛地哭嚎。
The great day of the Lord is near and coming quickly. Listen, the cry on the day of the Lord will be bitter, the shouting of the warrior there.
十五节
15
那日是愤怒的日子，是极难困苦的日子，是荒秽凄凉的日子，是黑暗幽冥密云乌黑的日子。
That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of trouble and ruin, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness.
16节
16.
是吹角呐喊的日子，要攻击坚固城和高大的城墙城楼。
A day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers.
你看这几节一直在强调那个主的大日临近，很快。
In here, emphasize that the Lord, the day of the Lord, shall come very quickly.
十五节在讲那个日子是怎么样一个情景，很可怕。
In verse 15, it describes how dreadful that day is.
十六节
verse 16,
在讲说是吹角呐喊的日子，就是大征战的日子。
And this is a day of trumpets and a battle cry. That means this is a day of war.
人即使躲在坚固城，有高大的城楼啊做保护都没有用了。
And men cannot do anything, even though they hide under the fortified cities.
那第十八节，跳过去看第十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
当主发怒的日子，他们的金银不能救他们，他的愤怒和火必烧灭全地。毁灭这地的一切居民，而且大大毁灭。
Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his jealousy, the whole world will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth.
这个就是在西班牙书里面的重要信息之一。主的日子是这样可怕。
This is one of the important message in the book of Zephaniah.That how dreadful is the second coming of the Lord?
那这个日子就是神审判的日子。
And this day is the day that God will have the judgment.
而且是要毁灭，是全地都毁灭，大大毁灭。
And everything will be destroyed.
那这个就是跟新约圣经里面所讲主再来的日子一样的。
And this is the same that is recorded in the New Testament.
啊，一切有形质的都被烈火消化。
Everything that has formed shall be destroyed.
在希伯来书里面特别在强调，在彼得前书也是这样讲。
In Hebrews and also First Peter, I'll mention.
我们现在看，我们看一节啊，看彼得前书。
Let's read First Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
啊，第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章啊，我们看第七节哈。
Chapter 4 verse 7.
万物的节期近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is near, and therefore be clear-minded and self-controlled, so that you can pray.
好，这里说万物的节期近了，这个就是主再来的日子近了。
At the end of all things is near, that means the day of the Lord is near.
那这个日子近的时候，如果人没有警醒，啊，没有谨慎，他就是跟所有的一切一起出灭了。
If men cannot be mindful and be self-controlled, then they will be destroyed along with others.
好，那这个日子其实连带的就是我们会看到不只是这个看得到的物质，连灵界里面都是一个很大的征战。
During that day, not just the physical world, but also the spiritual world will have a great battle.
那这个就是第五章第八节那里说，那个仇敌魔鬼像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，要寻找可吞吃的人。
This is describing chapter 5 verse 8 that the devil power sound like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
好，所以这个万物的积极性的，当时候彼得他在要离开世界以前，他就已经感受到这个时候临近的时候是这么可怕了。
And before Peter departed from the world, he already experienced that how dreadful is that end day, which that everything will be destroyed.
那这个主的日子，在西班雅书那个时候，他当然有在预告一个历史上的事实的。
And this Lord's Day in Book of Zephaniah had already prophesied something.
因为历史上他是在预告这个神所兴起的加勒底人，这个巴比伦帝国要来把所有的国民毁了。
And it actually prophesied that the Babylonians will come to destroy the land.
因为这个是神刑罚的日子。
Because that is the dayThat God will put judgment on the people.
从历史的角度来看，当时候西班牙他在预告那个国民如果没有改变，最后就是亡国。
And so in the book of Zephaniah, it prophesies that if the people do not obey God's commands, then they will be destroyed by a Babylonian.
在那个时候，在那个这个外敌来把一切都毁的时候。你有多少金银，你有多少权力，都已经没有用了。
And when those Gentiles come over to destroy the city, regardless of how much money or gold you have, everything will be useless.
而且这样一个很强大的势力来临的时候，是不只有犹大国，连他的列邦，他周围的国家，没有一个能够幸存的，没有一个能够站立得住。
With this great force, not just the kingdom of Judah, but also the surrounding countries will be affected as well.
哦，因为那个势力非常的残忍，而且很强大。
Because this this great power is very powerful and very dreadful.
就是像哈巴谷书第一章里面所讲的。
And just like was emphasized in chapter 1.
哈巴谷书的
，In Habakkuk
啊，他讲那个加勒底的那个神所兴起的那个国家，他是怎么样快速的临到，然后把所有的一切都除灭了。
That emphasized that the Babylonians they came over and destroy everything.
那我们现在在这个时候来看这卷书，我们当然看到了那个主的日子，就是指耶稣再临的时候。
So in Book of Zephaniah, when we talk about the Lord's Day, it is the second coming of the Lord.
那我们现在，因为我们今天读第一章，我们来把第一章来看一看，另外一个角度来看一看。
And because today we're reading chapter one, let's use another angle to look at this chapter.
如果这我们如果是一个不是寻求神的人，不是一个公义又谦卑的人呢
？If we are someone who do not seek God or someone who do not seek righteousness or humility,
那就没有办法被隐藏。
Then we will not be hidden.
那最后你会看到第一章里面所讲的这个就是神要来除灭的人。
And at the end, if we read chapter 1 and emphasize those who will be destroyed.
第一章第四节开始他讲连续讲八种人神要除灭。
And starting from verse 4, it talks about eight different kind of people that will be destroyed.
我们现在看第一章第四节，
Let's read chapter 1, verse 4.
我必伸手攻击犹大和耶路撒冷的一切居民，也必从这地方剪除所剩下的巴利，并基玛林的民和祭司。
I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all who live in Jerusalem. I will cut off from this place every remnant of Baal, the names of the pagan and the idolatrous priests.
那这里所讲的就是，你看当时候。 很多百姓是拜偶像，巴利偶像的。
And we can see that many people during that time worship Baal.
那个这个基马林也是当时候的偶像之一的。
And the name of the pagan was also one of the idols that they worship.
那个基马林的民和祭司，那表示说这个基马林可能是这些偶像的祭司。
And
第四节, Kimarins, the name of the 基马林, who is the priest. 没有吗? 你的英文没有? 那一边没有, okay, 那就不要了。 那第五节, 我们读第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
与那些在皇顶上敬拜天上万象的, 并那些敬拜神指着他起誓, 又指着马勒堪起誓的。
And those who bow down on the roofs to worship the starry host, those who bow down and swear by the Lord, and who also swear by Molech.
那这个马勒堪就是亚蛮人的偶像啊。Molech
is the idol of Ammon.
那如果你看列王记上十一章第七节就有了啊。If
we read First King chapter 17, we will.
十一章七节。
chapter 11 verse 7 we can see this. And they are actually among those in the Israelites who worship idols.
那我们都知道神所憎恶的，就是最憎恶的罪就是拜偶像。
Because we know that God hates those who worship idols.
所以 那个约翰一书第五章最后一节才说，我们要掩蔽偶像。
First John chapter 5 says that we need to flee away from idols.
因为偶像会惹动神的愤怒。
Because idolatry will bring up the wrath of God.
所以今天你看他在提醒，他在讲到神要来除灭的人里面，先讲到神的选民的，神的国度里面的神的选民。
And so those who will be destroyed, God actually first mentioned on the people of God.
那第五节他特别强调说，他们在环顶上敬拜天上万象，表示并以那些敬拜神指着他起誓的，表示说这些人又敬拜神，但是又敬拜天上万象跟其他偶像，什么都拜了。
In verse 5, it described that they not just only worship God, but they also worship idols. So they worship different gods.
那表示他的信仰已经不纯，他是被这个当时候当地的人所影响的，掺杂的。
So that means their faith has been affected by the surrounding countries, and their faith is not pure.
我们常常要提醒我们自己，我们有没有心里面有没有这个偶像，无形的偶像的问题。
So we need to be mindful of ourselves that whether we have also the same problem.
第二种人,
the second type of people.
第六节,
verse 6.
与那些转气不跟从神的，和不寻求神也不访问他的。
Those who turn back from following the Lord and neither seek the Lord nor inquire of him.
这里说转气不跟从神的啦，就是离开神，本来跟从神，后来觉得不要，他跟从别的神去了。
And these are the type of people who turn away from God and no longer follow God.
那其实当这些当神的选民被引诱要转离的时候，神通常都会兴起先知去呼唤他们说：“你们要回转，回转。”
And so when usually the people of God when they turn away from Lord, God would raise a prophet to ask them to turn back.
好，所以我们读过的何西阿书，何西阿先知。 就是一直在强调这个信息，要回转归向神。神就像那个很慈爱的那个丈夫哦，愿意接纳那个不贞洁的妻子。
Book of Hosea emphasized that God is like a husband who is willing to accept a wife that have cheated on him.
那耶利米先知也是这样写。
And Book of Jeremiah also wrote the same thing.
我们看一下，其实神他一直要呼唤他的百姓回转的。
And because we understand that God keep wanting his people to turn back.
我们看耶利米书二章十三节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书二章十三节。
Chapter 2 verse 13.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源。 为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
13. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
好，所以这两件恶事，第一个就离弃神啊。And
two sins. One is forsaken God.
那第二个，为自己凿出这个破裂的池子，不能存水的，表示是拜敬拜偶像。
Second is to dug their own cisterns who cannot hold water.
也就是说，这个偶像是没有用的，他不能够帮助你。你想要从那边得到满足，那是不可能的。
That means they are worshiping idols that cannot really help them.
哦，那这个就是当时候神所特别指出了百姓离开他去跟随偶像。
And so in here, it emphasized that the people of God had turned away. To worship idols.
那可是你看，神虽然兴起先知去提醒，但是百姓还是硬心啊，硬着景象，执意不回转。
So even though God raised prophets to remind the people, but their hearts were hardened.
所以最后就是惹动神的愤怒，最后就是被除灭。
So at the end of the day, it brings wrath of God, and they are destroyed.
再回来，西班牙书第一章。
Let's turn back to Zephaniah chapter 1.
现在看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
到了我主献祭的日子，必惩罚首领和王子，并一切穿外邦衣服的。On
the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the princes and the king's sons and all those clad in foreign clothes.
这里说要刑罚那些王子跟做带领的了哈，首领了。It
means that it will punish those who are leaders.
表示说，当时候这些社会的败坏，他们离开神是从这些带头人开始偏开的。
The society became corrupted is because of the leader.
我们刚才读三章第一节的第四节已经看到了。
As we earlier we read chapter 3 verse 4, we have seen.
好，这个就是首领跟王子他们当时候所犯的错。And
these are the things that the leaders have committed.
好，接下来你看第四个就是穿外邦衣服的人。And
the fourth one is those who are clad in foreign clothes.
那穿什么叫做穿外邦衣服的？
What does that mean to clad in foreign clothes?
我们都知道这个衣服代表一个人的身份，跟他的行为，跟他应该要表应该有的表现。
We know that clothes means a person's deeds and his status.
所以穿外邦衣服代表当时候百姓他们的整个生活习惯，他们的思想观念完全被 convert， 就是被影响、被同化。
And so wearing a foreign clothes means that their faith. Has been affected by other countries.
那这个是当时候本来在摩西那个时代啊，在生命记里，在耶稣的记里面，这个都是神当时候透过他的仆人特别强调要注意的事项。
In the book of Deuteronomy and book of Joshua, it keep emphasizing that we need to be watchful.
那当时，但是百姓最后他们都跟其他的那些列国穿起同样的衣服来的了。
Yet the people of God during that time started to wear the same clothes as other countries.
表示他的行为已经都被同化，没有办法分别为圣了。
Means that their deeds has been become the same as the Gentiles.
那我们今天一定要注意，我们自己在神面前是选民，我们应该跟这个世界分别为圣。
And so as Christians, we need to. Be careful that we will not have the same deeds as the outsiders.
第九节,
verse 9.
第五个，到那日我必惩罚一切跳过门槛的，将强暴和诡诈得来之物充满主人房屋的。
On that day, I will punish all who avoid stepping on the threshold, who fill the temple of their gods.
这里所谓 一切跳过门槛的这些人指的是拜偶像，这个有迷信的行为的人。
And avoiding stepping on the threshold means that they have
这是拜偶像 的跟拜偶像的事情有关系。
And it has a direct relationship with worshipping idols.
所以他们当时候在生活里面都掺杂这些异教的风俗，即使没有去拜偶像的，也有这个风俗了。
It means that even though they do not directly worship idols, but they have a relationship with idols.
好，第六个就是第九节下半句，他说：“把强暴和诡诈得来的物充满主人房屋的，行诡诈得财利的人。”
And fill the temple of their gods with violence and deceit.
所以基本上。他们已经不知道什么叫公义，什么叫做正直。
So during that time, they have no idea of what is a righteousness.
所以到那日，我要惩罚这些人。
So on that date, God will destroy and punish those.
好，你现在看到第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
那时我必用灯巡查耶路撒冷，我必惩罚那些如酒在渣滓上澄清的。
At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left on its dregs.
那这个第十二节这里说惩罚那些如这些在渣滓上澄清的，这是到底要讲什么
？So what does it mean to wine to mean like wine left on its dregs?
那其实这些人表示是应该是。贪食好酒、酒醉的人
，and it means that they are greedy to wine.
这是贪图享受，他其实注重的是肉体的满足。
So they emphasizing on the desires of flesh.
那现在他说到那时候这个日子我要用灯去巡查耶路撒冷了神的城了。
And at that time, God will search God's city, which is Jerusalem, with lamps.
那个神的灯呢？神的灯用灯去寻找是什么意思
？And what does it mean to search with lamps?
通常这个灯就是我们人的良心哦，在旧约里面呢。
In the Old Testament, lamps means man's conscience.
在我们现在看看诗篇里面，我们就知道说，那个神的律法、神的言语，就像我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And if we read Book of Psalms.That lamp is like the laws of God and the lamp to our feet.
所以最后神要用他的话、他的真理啊、他的律法去检查所有的人。
And therefore, God will use the law of God or the words of or the words of God to shine on people.
那些注重肉体享受的人、满足情欲的人，最后一定是灭亡的。
And those who only desire to fill their desire of flesh, it will be destroyed.
好，最后看第十七节。
Let's lastly read verse 17.
我必使灾祸临到人身上，使他们行走如同瞎眼的，因为得罪了我，他们的血必倒出如灰尘，他们的肉必抛弃如粪土。
I will bring distress on the people, and they will walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like dust, and their entrails like filth.
这里在讲说那些得罪神的，最后他把他全部都挂在一起。你只要我们只要是一个得罪神的人，最后就不用想要存活。
And those who have sinned against the Lord shall be put together, and will have no mercy.
所以今天如果我们没有把神的道理存在心里，
So today, if we do not put the words of God in our hearts,
那我们很容易就像瞎眼的一样。
We will be like a blind man.
那瞎眼的就是没有方向，也不知道什么是危险。
A blind man is without a direction and don't know what danger is ahead of.
当然也就没有神的法则，也不会追求神的公义。
Therefore, he will have no laws of God and has no God's righteousness.
然后他说，他们的血要倒出像灰尘，就是这个，就是他描述。这些灭亡的状态。
And the blood will pull out like dust. It means the condition of how they will be destroyed.
好，所以从第一章里面就看到这些人，这样的这些人都是会被除灭的，就是神不会把它隐藏起来的。
So in chapter 1, it described all those who will not be hidden.
所以第一章他讲了 这些以后，第二章的第三节他话锋一转，就把它转成正面，谁真的可以被隐藏。
And then in chapter 2 verse 3, it turned around and said, those who can be hidden.
好，所以我们从这一章里面啊，看到这些重点，希望我们能够啊，一起来提醒我们自己。
So from this chapter, we can understand all these important message, and so that we can all remember.
我们最后来看加拉太书第六章。
Let's lastly turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked. A man reap what he sows.
第八节。
Verse 8.
顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
The one who sows to please his sinful nature from the nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
我们要想到主的日子很快会来到。
We need to think about that the day of the Lord shall come very soon.
我们种什么，最后就收什么。
We reap what we sow.
我们如果愿意顺服圣灵的，追求神的公义，谦卑的。
If we can desire the spirit, and
我们追求神的公义跟谦卑。
If we pursue God's righteousness and humility,
我们真的顺服圣灵行事。
And if we truly submit to the spirit,
我们一定被神隐藏。在主在的日子，就是我们快乐的日子。
At the end of the day, we shall be hidden, and it will be the day of joy.
神是轻慢不得的。
And God cannot be deceived.
不可以，神是不可以被 mock， 就是。不可以轻慢的哈，我们一定要尊重神。
And God cannot be mocked.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
87首。
87.